Well, hello guys. Now this news item pertains to the US Army, as there's been some rule changes. Now of course Femons have been in the Army since the Army was made up in one way or another. But then they all wanted to get into the pointy end of the Army. And eventually they put them there. Then they got injured. And then they moaned about that. You see, me personally, Femons in the Army, yes. But not at the pointy end of things. I don't believe most Femons are geared up physically or mentally for battle. For me, it's like putting a square peg in a round hole. And having Femons in these positions has only weakened the Army. But some regulations have come in the US Army at least, that affects all of them. It's short hair and no beards for airmen, and specific nail polish colours. Years ago, Femons in the Army had to wear buns or their hair tied up. But Femons complained about tension headaches and hair loss, so the law was relaxed for them. The point is, do Femons generally take their job seriously? Do they remember why they're in the Army and what they'll have to do if asked to? Or do they think they're there to sort of wear these fantastic-looking outfits? And of course, there's nothing better than getting a manicure before you go into battle. Now, here's a Femon in the Army, and she's a content creator as well. Of course, there's nothing wrong with being a content creator, is there? But do you have to wear your uniform when you're doing your content creating? So is she using the Army to get more clicks, more hits? And the answer, of course, is yes. So she's not taking her job in the Army very seriously. The colours on her nails here have been banned now. They can only wear clear polish. I mean, does it really matter when you're getting shot at?
Well, I was just about to shoot you, but I see you got nice nails, so that must have cost you a few bit. So I'll shoot somebody else.
And this is what I kind of say. A lot of Femons play act at their jobs, don't they? Take a rough guess, guys. Do you think this Femon here in the picture would make a good combat soldier? Which is basically where it counts at the end of the day.
Well, it depends what outfit they're wearing, I suppose. As long as everything's matching, it'd be okay.
I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. Males are the real protectors. They always have been. The real warriors. They know the meaning of the word sacrifice. A lot of Femons just kind of play act at it, don't they? Really, who would you really want to protect your six when you're going into battle? Real battle.
Okay, on three, we're going to go over it. We're going to rush them. Oh, you look nice.
Yes, you see the way I'm colour coordinated? And the pink gun, I think, sets it right off.
Yeah, lovely. That'll scare them. Come on.